We are living in the darkest times. It's a time of blind faith, illusion, and deception. And we have been given a very false narrative as to who we really are as human beings on this plane, and what our history is. They have told us his story, but it is so far from the truth. As soon as we go to school and we learn the mainstream curriculum of what they want us to know and believe, we are taught the theory of evolution. This theory makes us believe that we have evolved from a random occurrence to be where we are today, and that mankind today is the most intelligent and advanced that it has ever been before. But this could not be further from the truth. It is time for you to remember the divine creation within the realm you live in and within the body that you inhabit. The theory of evolution was supposedly initially developed by Charles Darwin. However, in reality, this theory was 100% not propagated by him alone. Rather, he is just the face of the theory. And I want to draw your attention to the word theory. Evolution, being a theory, has never been proven. It is not fact or scientific law. So the theory that many scientists and atheists hold, that the human species, and all species on Earth for that matter, evolved, is based on no solid ground. I remember being taught this in grade 12 of high school biology, and I was told that we evolved from this rat. It's a mammal, but it looks like a rat. And I found it funny at the time because I did not believe that we had evolved anyways, but it was hilarious looking at this exact photo. Because when you look at the scale between this mammal and a human, in what way, whether it's been millions of years, hypothetically, could that have turned into who we are today? It's just completely comical. And I want to draw your attention in the paragraph on the left to the word hypothetical. It is just theory, there is no evidence. So that is what we are mainly taught in biology in high school, if they want to take it all the way back to supposedly a rat-like mammal that we evolved from. But the average person today would believe that we evolved from chimps or apes. And hence we have a lot of these photos where they try to compare the similarities of a human to a monkey. And the problem with evolution and the theory of evolution altogether is because it makes mankind seem like we have evolved from a very dumb race. For example, that we came from cavemen and we had only recently just evolved from a monkey that couldn't speak and communicate via language to each other. And this is the whole agenda behind it. It is to make you, as a human being, think so little of yourself, and to think of yourself as no more than the process of mitosis and cell division. But even then, if that was the case, and our most recent ancestor, as they say, was supposedly monkeys, it still begs the question why we are the only species that seem to have evolved, to have the intelligence and abilities that we have today. How come a kangaroo or a cow or a shark hasn't evolved to be able to build houses? That's why I put this photo on the first slide of the bee as an example. Forget about the 56 million years and what that may or may not represent, but the idea is that if this is supposedly a fossil of a bee, how come the bee hasn't evolved also? It's because it's a fairy tale. And although most people today only correlate the idea of evolution between monkeys and humans, Darwin actually never said that we evolved from apes. He just pointed out the similarities between mammals, birds, fish, and reptiles. So even then, the theory of evolution has been twisted. Darwin's theory of evolution says that all life on Earth evolved from a single-celled organism that supposedly lived 3.5 billion years ago. So that single-celled organism is an amoeba, which means that everything from skin to bones to organs had to supposedly evolve from a single cell. And by the way, just in case you didn't know, the cell is just a theory as well. The cell has never been proven. It's not a scientific fact. It is just a theory. So that's key to note as well, when the entire theory of evolution is based off another theory. And in addition to the flaws that I have already pointed out in this theory, Darwin himself actually doubted his own theory, which, like I said already, was definitely not his theory. He's merely just the messenger. So he confessed that it was absurd to propose that the human eye evolved through spontaneous mutation and natural selection. And this is because the eye is way too complex. It could not have evolved, which means it had to be created. And an important detail that I must share with you about Charles Darwin is that he is actually the grandson of a Freemason. And if you know anything about the Cabal or the Hidden Hand, then the true origin and intention behind the theory of evolution will start to make more sense to you. Now, there are many ranks to Freemasonry, with the 33rd degree being the highest, and I wasn't able to find the exact rank that Erasmus Darwin held in Freemasonry. However, I would assume that it would have been a very high rank, just considering that he is quite well known and somewhat famous, and was also selected to be the originator of Darwinism and the theory of evolution. He was supposedly the founder of the evolution theory, and that it was just continued by Charles Darwin. So in reality, you, me, and everything else in this realm is the product of divine creation. And you can go ahead and believe the false narrative supplied to you by the Cabal, or you can remember the true divinity of creation. The only quote-unquote evolution that is relevant to the human species is actually devolution. And this is a result of improper nutrition. The truth is that everything that is part of nature has been created perfectly with intelligent design. There was no faults and no errors that was in need of changing or evolving. The design is and always has been perfect. As mankind today turn against nature, this is where we see devolution occurring. And facts and evidence aside, if we just use our common sense and we compare the human being versus every other animal in the animal kingdom, we can see evidently that we are vastly different. Say we were to supposedly have evolved from any animal, not even just monkeys, but maybe a pig or a lion, we would have still kept some remaining attributes or features of these animals. However, humans are the only animals that rely on so many necessities to survive. We need shelter, we need clothing, we need fire. Even if you were in the tropics, if you didn't have clothing or shelter and it rained for a week straight, those harsh conditions would be very difficult to survive. At nighttime, we don't have night vision. We need to make a fire. We need to be able to see in the night somehow. We just don't have these natural adaptations to our environment to be able to survive completely independently. So that in itself just shows that we have always been designed to utilize our intelligence and abilities to be able to make the things that we need to be able to survive, such as build houses, find a means of transportation, be able to store food, be able to light fires, to be able to see at nighttime and also keep us warm, to be able to make shoes. Our feet are just nowhere near as padded as a lion's paw, for example. We could only go so far before we just get way too many cuts and bruises on our feet. This is just a very simple but obvious example as to how we as human beings have been created to be the rulers of Earth. We are not the same as every other animal living on this earth. All true works of esotericism display the body as a holy land. a verse from Corinthians in the Bible states, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Occult anatomy defies any chance of the human body being an accident or a product of natural selection. There are way too many similarities between our body being the smaller terrain or the microcosm and the greater terrain that we live in or the macrocosm for them to just be coincidences. For instance, there are 5 points in our body and 5 elements: ether, earth, fire, water, air. Ancient medicine describes there being 4 humors in the body, just as there are 4 seasons in a year. We have 12 cranial nerves in our brain, just as there are 12 constellations in the ecliptic. And we have 7 endocrine glands in our body, each linked to 1 of the 7 planets. There is intelligent design behind all forms of life on Earth. Now that you understand the truth of creation, we're going to be discussing the dinosaur hoax. We are told that in a time before humans, the Earth was roamed by dinosaurs. But once again, this is merely a made-up fairy tale. This is to make you think that humans have not been the ruler of the Earth for the entire time, and that supposedly, before humans eventually evolved, supposedly billions of years later, there were actually entirely different species roaming the Earth. But this is once again just a theory. All these images here are CGI. There is no evidence beyond fossils to allegedly prove that dinosaurs ever existed. In any museum that you visit, there will be dinosaur bones, and they openly state that these bones are in fact fake, but there are no museums in the world that actually display real dinosaur bones. And this is when a museum becomes a theme park. You stand in the museum looking at this fake statue that supposedly once walked around the Earth, when in actuality, they designed the dinosaur from a fossil. They say that all the remains of these dinosaurs are fossils, and the CGI images of these supposed dinosaurs that we are supposed to believe actually ever existed are completely based off these fossils. You stand in the museum staring at a completely made-up statue of a dinosaur and are told that they were all wiped out by some kind of meteorite that just happened to have disappeared and vanished, or as they like to say, it vaporized, and believe that that is the truth of our history, when in fact, that is nothing but a script to take you away from the truth of your reality. You did not evolve from this or this. These were not walking around the Earth supposedly before you, but rather, this is your history. Your true ancestors were a race of highly advanced human beings. Humans have always been the rulers of Earth. We are at the top of the animal kingdom and always have been. No other animal species is anything like the human being. The truth of those who came before us has been hidden, but the truth has not been lost. In a time before now, the divinity within man was freely expressed. Creation was everywhere. Our ancestors knew the divinity within the human temple, and they conveyed this knowledge to us through symbolism, so that their knowledge could stand the test of time beyond language. Thank you. Creation was not only in the statues and artwork, but it was also displayed as advanced intelligence through the ancient scriptures that we still refer to today. Today's authors cannot replicate literature as advanced as it once was. Such advanced and intricate design was also found in architecture. Architecture that is so detailed and complex that it cannot be recreated today. The artwork within these ancient buildings reflects the great imagination of those of the time. Today, when I search in Google 2023 architecture, this is what appears. When I search for ancient architecture, this is what appears. This is modern architecture. The truth of the matter is that the theory of evolution wants us to believe that our ancestors were nothing more than cavemen who had recently evolved from a single cell. The theory of evolution is designed to make man forget who he is, to think of himself as an animal man rather than a god man, and to think of time as linear, that all life started from a single cell, and we just happened to evolve from chimps and apes, and now we are the most advanced that we have ever been. The theory of evolution was designed to make you forget who you really are, to make you believe the mainstream narrative that society today is advancing, when in fact, we as a human species are degenerating. Here are some photos of then versus now to show you exactly the lack of design and creation that we are seeing as time goes on. We must break away from the indoctrination and remember our true story. It's time to expose that his story is a hoax and nothing but a fallacy, designed to keep you living in a constant illusion, in a state of ignorance as to who you really are and your connection with God. The ancients knew the truth of this realm. Ether was an element in science, but today, ether has been removed from the curriculum. They built these geometrical star forts to harness hydropower. These cathedrals were built with antennas to harness free energy from the ether. Our ancestors who had the knowledge and ability to build these structures were not recently evolved animals. Today, we burn coal for power and electricity, polluting our environment and working hours to make money to pay for it. We are not the product of a random explosion. We did not evolve from an amoeba. We are a part of God, divine spirited beings temporarily in human form.